pray for it. Short, they're all dumb. Mark compares short to Adam and says that Adam has a kula that it doesn't pay kofer when it kills another person. Shank and short pays kofer when it kills another. Practices Akasha, it's not a kula. It's not a kula, it's just a function of Timlay Vidirabine. Places clearly assume that using the principle of Kimla Durabine, that would be a reason not to be view the fact that Adam does not pay kofer in a situation where he's killed. That's not a kula. Why not? The fact that Adam has Kimla Durabine, why is that a kula? So Taisa says, you're right. It's not a kula. Kimli Durabine would be a reason why we should not view it as a kula, which we're not 100% sure what Taisus means. Right? So at the end of the day, you're not paying it. So it is something that is more makel than sure. Yeah, it's true. You have to deal with other realities. You're an adam at the end of the day. There are different rules that apply to you. But at the end of the day, are you paying kofir? The answer is no. So that needs a little explanation. Why is that not considered a kula? But we'll just take that as a given. It's a kula. That's not a kula, like Tais is saying. It's not a kula. Tais is challenged on the Gemara. And then Tais says, I found the case where it's a kula. What's the case? Tanad Bechizki. Case where you were shown. What's Tanad Bechizki? So the Gemara tells us, Tanad Bechizki tells us that Kimli B'Dirabine, that principle of Kimli B'Dirabine, that's not only B'Mezit, but it's also B'Shogeg, it's also B'Ena Meskafing, any Maisa that's mechayiv, potentially misa, the fact that you're practically not going to be killed doesn't make a difference. That can't, you have kimlei on the mamon in such a situation as well. So one second, if you're telling me that kimlei b'drabinei applies, and it's a case of shoygeg, so then vayter, why is that a kula? Hadra kushal aduch, you should ask the original kasha of Taisus. Again, Taisus says Kimlei is not a kula. So Taisus says, you're right, we're talking about a case of Shoigig. What's Shoigig? Tanad Bechizkiya tells us Sheyesh Kimlei Bechol Maisa Misa Afilu Shoigig. But if you just got through telling me that Kimlei B'Dirabine is not what? Is not a what? Is not a kula. So Vayter, wherever Kimlei is going to apply, it's not going to be a kula. So we have no idea how to read Taisus. May Reisha at Seifa, may Seifa on Reisha. Good, Avi? Yeah?
I didn't even say anything.
We assume that kofar is a kula. What was Tez's answer before the kasha? Tez starts off with the kasha. That's it.
Right, what was that answer?
I don't understand the question and answer. Nothing. Kimlei is not a kula, so then Kimlei shouldn't be a kula, even in the answer.
I don't get his answer in the first place.
Me neither. Tez says, we're talking about a case of Tanna de Bechizkiya. So how did you help things? So it's Vayter Kimlei B'Dirabine. If Kimlei B'Dirabine is not a kula, so then what does the Gemara mean? Everyone with me? If you're not with me, you're in good shape, because I'm not with myself. That's not true. Tanna Bechizkiya tells you there is Kimlei B'Dirabine B'Shogeg. Kim Levi the Rabbinate doesn't only apply b'mezid. Tana de Bechizkiya tells you, okay, you don't have to accept Tana de Bechizkiya. Some Tana may not accept Tana de Bechizkiya. We pass in Tana de Bechizkiya that even if you did something b'shoyi, you were machal Shabbos b'shoyi on Shabbos, you can't be chayav mamon in that act of chilul Shabbos. Kim Levi the Rabbinate applies also there.
What is the more machmir thing that
the chiyav misa? The chiyav misa.
There is no chiyav misa.
There's no practical misa. You don't get killed, but you did an action that would could potentially obligate you in Misa, then you're Pater on Mammon. That's the Chiddush of Tana de Bechizkiya.
But if you did it in Mizid, there's a potential of becoming...
Yeah. So if I did it in Bishogi, Tana de Bechizkiya tells me, an action, a Maisa HaMechayeves Misa in other scenarios, cannot be Mechayev Mammon. Kim Levi Rabbeinu. Good? Good? That's my Kasha! It's the same Kimmel and Ramine. If you think this is not a cooler, so this is not a cooler either. So what in the world is Tyson saying? Everyone with me? Everyone with me? Everyone. Do not be embarrassed. Everyone with me. Right. In order to answer this Tyson, we need to learn up Kimmel. We went to the Gemara in Sanhedrin yesterday. The Gemara in Sanhedrin introduces a machlekes Rav and Rava by a Baba Machteris. Baba Machteris, the Gemara says, "Bedamim kanu, since you are able to kill the person who is really going to kill you if you stand up against him." So the Gemara says we view him for purposes of this situation as a dead man, and therefore Kim Lib Derab Mine tells you that he's not chayev for the object that he broke in the process. It was simultaneous, and at the time that he broke the object, he is putter on that object. Guy breaks into your house, breaks your vase, breaks your window, breaks your car. Gemara says, since at that point in time when he's breaking into your house, he's chayiv misa, bedam kananu, he's putter on the hezek. He's putter on the moment. Kim Levi Rabbeinu. Now comes the machlekes Rava and Rav, that not only is he putter on the mamon, that he was mazik, said Rav, he's even putter if he snatches things, and he was koina now the gzela at the time that he was chayav misa. So the misa now, the kimle de Rav Mene, potters him on the chayav mamon of the gzela. Rava says that's ridiculous. Rava disagrees, and Rava thinks that he has to give it back. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Rava had the situation, there was a Bava Achter, someone who was trying to break into his house, took stuff out of his house. Rava would not accept it in return. Why? Hol v'nafik mipuma de Rav. Once Rav paskin, that once they stole it, and there was kimle v'dramine at the Shas Gneva, that they're not chayef to return it, so now I'm a follower of Rav's opinion, even though I happen to have disagreed with it, so therefore says Rava, you're not going to give it back to me, and Rava did not accept it back. Frek Toises Hakash. Yeah, Aaron.
Does the status of Bar Katila stand for the rest of his life, or does it go
away? No, it goes away. Now, says the Gemara, says Toises, why didn't Rava accept it for him? Hello, the Gemara B'Metzia and Tzadi Aleph tells me, listen, the Gemara B'Metzia and Tzadi Aleph tells me that what, even though you have Kim Levi de Rabbi Minei, Kim Levi de Rabbeinu only helps you on a level of what? Of Bidei Adin, that Bezdin can't extract the money from you. But on a level of what? On a level of what? Of Bidei Shemayim. Who tells you that you're still Chayev? Rava. Because Rava is trying to explain the Gemara of Losachsam Shor B'disho. The Gemara says that you violate an Isser Malkus of Chasima and you still have to pay the Mammon. So ask the Gemara, what happened to the old principle of Kim Levi de Rabbeinu? Says Rava, not a problem. You could even explain it according to the Rabbanon, that what? On a level of Dinei Adam, Kim Levi de Rabbeinu helps you. But on a level of Dinei Shamayim, you still have a Chiyav Mamon. How does Rava prove it? From the Din of what? Esnon Asra Torah. The Torah tells you that if you sleep with a Zayna and you give for your Chiyav Tashlumin for her services, an esnon, an animal. So the Torah says that that's a pasul carbon. So the Gemara says, esron stomachosiv. It talked about every single esnon. It even referred to afilu baal imo, even in the case that a person was violated the iser arayos when he was in the process. Aye, frekt rava akasha, how could it be? It's not a din of an esnan. There's no chi of tashlumin. There's no chi of tashlumin. Why? There's no payment. Why? Because he's chayev misa for the arayas. And afal pichin, the Torah is saying it has a din of an esnan. How could it be a din of an esnan if he has no chi of tashlumin? If he's not chayev in the din imam, it's because of kimlev derabmine. Says Rabbi, you see from there that midine shamayim he's still chayev to pay, and therefore it has a din of an esnan because he still is chayev. So therefore it's pasul akrava. So that's what Rava introduced to us, that even though you apply the principle of Kimle to the Rabbi Minei, but Medini Shamayim, you're still Chayiv. Everyone with me? Everyone with me? Okay? Jeremy, you with me or you have a kasha?
I have a kasha.
Can you give me a little room?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, click. You have a kasha?
No, just
yeah, clarification, yeah.
So with regard to Kimle to Rabbi Minei, we're saying that with regard to Esnan, like, you should be called an Esnan because you're going to be Chayiv for the Misa.
Right.
That's just what we're saying.
So the chiddush is that since Medina Shamayim, you're still chayv to pay her, so it has a shame esnan. Kim lib derabin, it doesn't take care of the chi of Medina Shamayim. That's what Gemara Mamtia says. Good, it only takes care of the chi of Medina. So frektais is akasha in Sanhedrin. So now Rava is sleeping himself. Why didn't Rava take it back? Just let them be yaitz to their chi of Latzis Medina Shamayim. So everyone was bothered with this in Seder. Tysus is forced, backed into the wall. Tysus says, it has to be a Nukimta that what? These Ganovim, they said, we only want to give it back to you, Medina Adam. We don't want to give it back to you, Medina Shaman. Azoyzok Tysus. Yes, Shine.
Rabbi's whole thing from that case is that since you're Chayav Misa from the Arias of your Balimo, that even still you're Chayav Medina Shaman to pay for the Esnan? That's what it.
Exactly. Kimli Dravine only helps you on Dine Adam, it doesn't help you on Dine Shemai. So that's why Taisus has Akasha. Once I have that Gemara Mamet Tzi Tzadi Aleph, now I don't understand Rava on Sanhedrin, I in Beis. Rabbi say, when you get to Shemai, they're going to ask you this Kasha. How do you shtim Rava with Rava? Rava's going to ask you this Kasha. So you can present Taisus. You can present, if you want, Jeremy, when you get to Shemai, you can present your Meiri with the Ran and about Tashlume Mamet, about the Skaivis Midas, not for now. That's where you when you learn Ksubas and Mirtz Hashem. Or you could present the Marashal. You could go up in Shemayim when Rava comes up to you and say, Marashal, Rosh Shlomo Luria, come. Come. Let's talk to Rava. Comes along Rosh Shlomo Luria and he says, I give a Gevaldik a Teretz. What's his Teretz? So what's the... Alright. Where's the Ketzais? Has been Ketzais. What's the Ketzais talking about? Ketzais is an halacha, say, for Rabbi Yisrael, halacha l'mais. Ketzais wants to know, in a scenario where you're chayav latzis de shamayim, right? Even if Bezdin doesn't have the ability to extract it right now, but if you're chayav latzis de shamayim, right? Can I be toifis? So Rashi there in Bamitzia, by the way, says what? And not only are you Chayav Latzis Shemayim, but I have the ability in a situation where you're Chayav Latzis Shemayim, Pahar, to take it away from you. If I grab it, he owes it to me on a level of Latzis Shemayim, Lay Mafkina Mine. So now Rabbi Sai, why didn't Rava, not only why didn't Rava not accept it, Rava should have grabbed it. You don't need their willingness, their das. Itofis laimafkina mine. So the kash on Rava is now even stronger. Not only if these guys, you can't say like Toisvis, that these guys didn't want to be yaitse. I have the ability to be Toifis it from a guy who's chayef to me lotzi zidei shamayim. Everyone hear what I'm asking? I can grab it out of him. Rashi says in Bava Metzia. If there's a chayef lotzi zidei shamayim, I can grab it. Itofis laimafkina mine. I can grab it away from you. So if you owe me on a level, it's in your mind. So let Rava take it. Comes along with Tyson and says, not so fast. The Marshal is mechalik in cases of Kimle with the following yisoid. Says the Marshal, the only time itofis loy mafkina mine is if halachically, pay attention guys, is if halachically we view this, listen to the following phrase, as lo avdinon hachumra. But if avdinon hachumra, then itofes mafkina mine, he does not have the ability to be toifes, and there is no chiyuv latzis deshama. What does that phrase mean? I didn't even translate. Iavdina na chumra, which literally translates to mean, if you performed the more stringent act and punishment, then, says the Marshal, there is no chiyuv latzis yidei shamay. Iloy avdina na chumra, if you did not, for whatever reason, perform an act on the more stringent punishment, then the chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim kicks in, and that's where the Gemara Bava Metzia starts off. So that's why it's very relevant for the Ktzais. The Ktzais wants to know, b'zman hazeh, in situations where Bezdin don't have the ability to punishment, there's no capital punishment, so this Marshal is going to become very handy, because, and I have a lot of times I have the ability to be tayfes. When do I not have the ability to be tayfes? Anytime that what? We view it as if Avdin and Achumra. So that would be relevant in the time of the Beis HaMikdash where we squashed the guy, we killed him, we gave him Misa. Or where else would it be relevant, Rabbi Yisai?
Ein
lo damin. A Baba Machteris. Says the Ktois HaChoshin, a gewaldig gewart. Says the Ktois HaChoshin, give me a second, Schwartzman. This Marshal is Divrei Nevius and works like a charm to answer Tosis Kasha. When this guy digs into the house and tries to steal from this guy, and he has a din of what? Habola Argo Chahash came out to Largo, that the Gemara says, Ain lo dumim, we view him like a dead man, and therefore Kimle B'Durabi Mene applies. It's not that he just has a chi of Misa. We view it as if he's dead. Ein lo damim, says the Gemara.
As if who's dead?
As if the guy who's digging in. And that's why you're allowed to kill him. Okay? Since you're allowed to kill him, ein lo damim, right? Memela, he can't be obligated to pay for any of the monetary payments because we apply kimle v'derabanan. But now if I want to know, how do I analyze this case of ein lo damim? Is this more like what? A case where Avdina Nachumra, where we gave the capital punishment? Or more like a case of Lo Avdina Nachumra? Again, the Lashon of the Gemara is Ein Lo Damin. What do you say, guys? The guy's a walking what?
Dead man.
A walking dead man. Ein Lo Damin. And therefore what? Klape this Chi of Mominis, we view it as if he's what? As if Avdina Nachumra. If it's as if Avdina Nachumra, Rabbi Yisai, and it's ke'ilu ke'en, a case where Bezdin actually performed capital punishment already, and that type of kimle applied, so then what? Would there be a chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim to pay? No. Or would there not be a chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim, according to the Marashah?
No.
So says the Ktzois, the Marashah just answered Tosfos Kasha. Marashah, Tosfos asked the Kasha in Sanhedrin, Rava, you're soicer yourself. Rava, you yourself told us in Bava Metzia that what? That even after Kimle, there's still a chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim. Frek Taisvis, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why didn't Rava take the stuff from these guys to be yotzi the latzis yidei shamayim? Very nice, Rava, you concede to Rav and you say Kimle. But over here, there's still a chiyuv latzis yidei shamayim. You yourself introduced to me in the Gemara Metzia that there's a chi of latzis yidei shamayim, says the Ktzais, according to the Marshal, it's matur, it's hative. Rava only said in Bava Metzia where what? Where you don't get the capital punishment. Where there's a technicality. Why? Why didn't you get the capital punishment? I don't know. Maybe you didn't get Asra. Maybe it was B'shoigeg. For whatever reason, you can't get the capital punishment, right? So therefore, what? That's an example of Kimle with a what? Loy Avdina Nachumra. If it's Loy Avdina Nachumra, then what? Then there's a Chiyuv Latzis Yidei Shamayim. That's what Rav is talking about in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph. But in a case where what? Where Ein Lo Damin, or where Bezdin, there was Asra, and Bezdin's actually going to give you what? Capital punishment, Avdina Nachumra? Then what, Rabbi Yisai? What falls by the wayside? The Chiyuv Latzis Yidei Shamayim. That's why Rava could not accept this money from these guys because there is no chayav latzid shemayim. The Gemara reads like a charm. Everything's answered. The only thing that's left, Rabbi Say, is the following question. Why? How does any of this make any sense? Sounds like all random ideas. But how do we make any sense to this? And how does this help us, Rabbi Say? Now we understand the what, but now we got to explain the why. We can't just daven up a sugya as just being a bunch of klolim and just saying some words that we have chilukim to answer Tosis Kasha. It's gevaldik, but you got to give me a hezber, Rabbi Say. I got to understand the Torah is something that has to make sense. Yeah, Shafa.
It all doesn't help
Tosis. Well, it'll help Tosis. Yeah.
I have another question. Maharal.
Wait, which Tosis? Sanhedrin? No, it all helps. I'm not up to there yet. Yeah.
According to the Ketzos, it says there are three cases when it's not a Dino Kumra. One of them, I understood the two of them being Shogig and when there wasn't a Sarab.
Yeah.
But the third one was like saying about Sman. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Sman Azeh.
You can't kill.
Sman.
Yeah.
Can
that's why this is no gay halach l'maaser. Everybody say this is Marashal. Yeah.
Just what fast. Like
except fast. What's the one case that bisman hazeh you're not going to have a chiyuv latzid shemayim? Everybody say. What's the one case? Bab machteres. Don't go mugging. Even if you don't get a job after YU. Don't be a bab machteres because yeah.
Fast enough.
Because ain't lo domu. You don't have a chiyuv latzid shemayim. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Can you just repeat what
the
case of tefas
l'mafkina is? Good R. Yeah. What do you say? If you have a chiyuv latzid de shamayim, right? Let's say you're breaking into my house, Schwartzman, right? Like last week, right? You're breaking in, right?
Sure.
So now, let's take the case of bizman hazeh. You do a chiyuv misa bizman hazeh, okay? So there's no capital punishment, or you do a chiyuv misa with no asra. So there's no capital punishment. We can't give you misa, right? But there's a and you do a tashlum imam and you do a hezek in the process at the same time, right? So then it's kim lev derabine, right? But there's still a chiyuv latzid shemayim, right? If there's a chiyuv latzid shemayim, it's not just the way we presented yesterday that it would be a nice thing. Rashi, it's not just it would be a nice thing if you would still pay. If the guy who is damaged walks over to your house and grabs it, you can't remove it from him. He toughest lenafkin a minute. If he grabs it on his own, the chiyuv latzid shemayim lets him keep it. That's what the din of Esdan tells you. This chiyuv latzid shemayim is real. Okay? So the Marshal comes and distinguishes and says that's only in a situation where he doesn't or he's not viewed halachically to get the more chomer version, the more chomer punishment. But if he got the chomer version, then the chiyuv latzid shemayim doesn't apply. And that's what the Ktzais says based on this Marshal. The answer to Rava is Maturis. But Rabbi said, we didn't explain why. Can I go right there? Nathan. Yeah.
He's only hired, Barbatala in that moment while he's
still
in the
shush,
right?
Yeah. Be, like, Kimle needs to be bidden. It needs to be at the same time.
Right, he's not going to be for like the rest of
yeah,
the
world. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So in the case where you break into your father's house, you would have to pay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Your father's house doesn't have a din of bum up there. Right there, yeah.
The owner's whose vase is broken still is out that expensive vase.
100%. That's agreed even according to Rava.
So then what would you just lose it at the end of the day?
You should cry. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Hustle up. Rabbi Say. Rabbi Say, I don't understand this. Comes along the Mishnah Makkos, Rabbi Say. And we all learned, and we decided, and we were on fire, and we said, we're going to do Messiah Masechta. And then we stopped at Daf Dalet when it started to get complicated. Bays, we got there.
Bays is harder than Dalet.
Yeah, but you're still with the fire. Hanukkah's still going. It's not like.
The move is just started.
Rabbi said, what happens if you're made on a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz? What was the Eidus? The Eidus is you give Eidus and you say this guy is not a Kohen. He's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. Now, nowadays, it's not such enough. So he's not going to get Rishon. So he's not going to get, the Kibbudim. back in the day, Rabbi Yisai, you affected whether or not he was working the Beis HaMikdash. You affected his truma. You affected his what? His children? You're a shmendrick. You're lying about this idea? You're a Adam Zoymim on destroying my whole life? So the Gemara happens to say that there's a problem with giving Kasher Zamim in this situation. Why?
Because
they may
not be on the children.
Because we can't affect the children of your children. I, with you, by you making you a chol, I would have made your children chalalim, not kohanim also. But by us, by the kohanim, you can't affect their, by the Zelmanim, you can't affect their children. Loi v'loi lazaro, so therefore, kasher zamim lo, the loy lazaro, so therefore you can't give azama. So what do we give everybody? So what does the Gemara Makkos say?
Malchus.
What? Malchus. You give a Malchus. So I in the first Tosfos and Makkos, a lot to talk about. How do we understand those Makkos, 2 days in Tosfos? Very, very important Tosfos, one of the most important Tosfos in Maseches Makkos. But Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban fret the kasha. The beginning of the Masechta. That's very relevant for us. Frek the Ramban va'amayle mishalim. But one second, you're not dealing with the fact that they're also causing them what? Hefsid moment. What hefsid moment? Seltzer? What hefsid moment? No idea? We'll get you chazar shir. Don't worry about it.
Shuma.
What? Truma. This guy's supper tonight. I'm not going to lose all my parnas. I used to get free dinner from all of Klal Yisrael, and now I don't have it. Zokter Ramban, the ikanam lefruke, there's a teretz. The kaven she'ein ato memahayim, sorry, the kaven she'ein ato mekayim bohem kasher zomim be'ikr edes shua psul, iata yochol lachayim bohem kasher zomim betashlu me'amo. So Ramban says he is soit. A yisoid in hazom. What's the yisoid in hazom, Rabbi Yisai? What did he just say? I'm going to read it again. V'ika nami lefruke. That wasn't chop chop, right? V'ika nami lefruke. And there is what to be metaritz. The kevon she'ein ato mekayim boim kasher zomam be'ikar edusam she'u apostle chapsul iato yochol lekayim boim kasher zomam betashlume amomen. What does that mean? Zokter Ramban, she'ein onu mekayim kasher zomim lechatzoin. Zokter Ramban, there's no half Shabbos when it comes to kasher zomim. There's no half and half when it comes to kasher zomim. It's all or nothing. So therefore, what?
Because the children can't give.
So therefore, if you can't give kasher zomim on the what? On the edus about this guy being a psul. Right? So therefore, I can't give kasher zomim even legabe what? Legabe the cash. If he's not going to be kasher zomim to have a psul on himself, because of what the Gemara says, loy v'loy lazaroi, yeah? So he's not going to get kasher zomim b'miktzas on the payment either. Everyone with me? Everyone with me? What? One second. What? The Ramban asks, so I understand that you can't make them a psul because you're going to make his children psul him, but what? Rabbi Yisai, what about the fact that you're going to make him lose a lot of money? Says the Ramban, you soy. Kasher Zomim can't work halfway. If you're not Mekayim Kasher Zomim Lagamre, then you can't have a Kasher Zomim B'miktas, just Lagabi the Tashlume Momim. Sam, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You got it? Fries, you got it? Everyone with me? Chesner, you got it? Aronoff, you got it? The halacha is, why do you have to get Aronoff to ask me to clarify? You asked me to clarify. Chesner, say, you got it?
You clarified.
Good. One second. The Mishnah in Makis is discussing the din of Kashazon. What's the din of the first Mishnah in Makis? Everybody say, you give edus about a guy, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Can we make now the edim Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutzas?
No.
Gemara says, no. You're not able to give Kasha Zaman for that. Okay? Good? You're not a Kohen anymore. Okay? A Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. And if they have a child, the child's a Chol. So I'm saying that a guy's not a Kohen, he's a Ben Grusha. He's a Chol. Okay? I'm being made about his Kedusha's Kahuna, that he's a Chol. Okay? So now the Gemara says, so the Ramban asks, so fine, you can't give him Kasha Zaman in terms of what he wanted, the status that he wanted to be made about the person, but at least make him pay for the money that he wanted to lose for the guy. He wanted to make him lose all the truma. What? That's the Rashba's teretz. The Rashba says it's a davar shein lo kitzva, and you can't give azam on a davar shein lo kitzva, because who knows how many people would have given him truma. It's a good question. But that's the Ramban's teretz. The Ramban... What? I don't know, it's hard because how do you know who would be suddenly friendly with him and say, I want to give you truma? Felder, there are days that we get along very nicely. There are days that we don't get along nicely. All depends on how you behave. Chevra, so Zachter Ramban a better teretz. Not because it's Ein Lo Kitzva. It's more fundamental. Sam, are you with me? It's more fundamental. Why is it more fundamental, Rabbi Say? It's a Yisoid in Hazoma. It's a Yisoid in Hazoma. Rabbi says, someone explain to David this Yisoid afterwards. It's a Yisoid in Hazoma. What's the Yisoid in Hazoma? Ein Hazoma b'mitzvos. There's no partial Hazoma. It's a Ramban's Yisoid. Yisoid in Edom Zoymimim. You can't give half a Hazoma. So if what? If it's out for the Iker Edus to make him a psul in what you wanted to be made that this guy didn't have Kedushas Kuhuna, so then what? It's out for what? Everything. It's out for everything and you can't give him even Mominus. But Rabbi Yisai, I'm not learning Hazama right now. We're learning Hazama Meretz Hashem when we get to Daladim and Beis. But what? I want to understand the Ramban's challenge on this answer. Says the Ramban, really? You don't give partial Hazama? I'm going to upgefrag that. I'm going to challenge that Yisoid. You know how I'm going to challenge that Yisoid? V'ika dekashile! There's no partial Hazama! There's no half and half when it comes to Hazama, you liar. But if there were Aiden that said what? Ishtoi shel ployni zinsa. The wife of such and such from so and so where, yeah? She was Mizane. Shemafsidin ksubosa mimeno vihine reges. What's the din, Rabbi Isai? Aidim come in, where'd the marker go? Help me out. What happened to this marker? Thank you. Zok the Aidim Rabbi Isai and Isha was Mizane. Nebuch. Chmanel Islam. Destroys her life. Everyone knows how much she destroys her life, right?
She died.
Yep. Not only if she doesn't die, Rabbi Isai, Bizman Azeh. She can't be married to her husband anymore. She can't live together. Nebuch.
Wait, she's accused of it or she committed it?
Adam. Adam testified.
No,
she didn't. Yeah, but you just said she's accused. Well, I didn't say. I'm not added to the Azama. Adam says she was Mizana. Aronoff, you're always six steps ahead of me. She's Aisha Mizana. Adam were made, she's Mizana. Right, Aronoff? What happens? The din is the Psak of Bezdin is what? Seltzer, what's the Psak of Bezdin? Wake up, you didn't even have the kid yet. Come on. The Isha's Mizane, what are you chayiv? What are you chayiv?
Misa.
Listen, in this year we get kicked out when we say the wrong answers. Yeah, what?
Misa.
What?
Misa.
Misa. Which Misa, Rabbi Isai? It's Arias. Which Misa? Reifa is only for Abbas Kohen.
Skila.
Listening to live.
Skila.
And what? And what?
And the Mabon from
Mapsin, what? Nah, I said her ksuba, right?
No matter what.
Shh. My buddy said, why does she care about the ksuba? She's dead.
It's money.
First aid.
What? Who said?
What? The kids get the money.
For who? She has kids. She has kids, right? Rabbi Isai, now we get to Aaron off stage. Nimtzu. What don't you get? Who do, everyone with me? Nimtzu Zomen. Nimtzu Zomen. Nimtzu Zomen, Rabbi Isai. Nimtzu Zomen. What's the din? What does the Gemara say? Narogin. Rabbi Isai, what happens to the Adam Zomen? Narogin. And what about this?
They don't pay.
Below the Shalman Mom.
How can you get half?
Oh! Cullen, who said you can't ask the Ramban's cashes? That's the Ramban's cashes. That's the Ramban's cashes, Rabbi Isai. What is this a challenge to? The Ramban says, really? Ain hazama the mikzas, and that's why the Adam Zayman and the Makis don't have to pay tashlume k'shruma. Sheker v'chazav.
This isn't hazama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't we don't care what the chiv is like. Mice in Bezdin, you're a chiv mom. Once I obligate myself, then I'm obligated. Yeah.
You're saying she is you're gonna cause her to lose out from the ksuba? That's not. That's just a byproduct of dying. It has nothing to do with
her children. Her children.
Her children are under.
Sorry, for the Gemara says that when someone dies, you say hatoyv ametiv on the Yerusha. There's not a byproduct. There's two nidoyim here.
But the husband has the kid's father also.
So what? You have serious money. And what if it was $6 million? Would you ask the question then? Trust me, you'd go to court for that money. What? This is a case of kasher zama. This is a case of kasher zama, and the Bezdin's telling us the Edom are only chayav misa.
Right.
The Ramban asks, what happened to Ein Hazama b'miktas? What happened to Ein Hazama b'miktas? One second. Yeah. It's Ein Hazama, you should have to pay. Ein Hazama b'miktas. Zok the Heiliger Ramban. Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? Everyone with me? Don't say the answer. Everyone with me? Zok the Heiliger Ramban. Listen to what the Ramban says. Give me some room. Listen to what the Ramban says. Ein Hazama b'miktas, says the Ramban, it's not a cash. Why?
This is not a good idea.
Why? Dr. Ramban? Oh my gosh. Thank you, Felder. Boy, the awesome cave in the Rachmona Omar. Kimle bidirabamine? So therefore what? Kiman de Mekayim Bakula Milsadon.
Huh?
What? That's not what he said. Rabbi Isai, Ramban says, don't ask me for this. You know why? Because this is not Hamazam and Miktas. You know why? Because it's. But the Ramban tells us something about Kim Lidra. What does the Ramban tell us about Kim Lidra? So after Ramban, Kimlay is not what you thought Kimlay was. Kimlay is not a leniency that you're off the hook, that we tatter you from the month. So after Ramban, Kimlay means it's subsumed. It's included in the Chomer punishment. That's not a good example, Zok the Heiliger Ramban, of Ein Hazor B'Miktsas, because you know what? We view that these dead men paid the money through Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh. It's not Hazor B'Miktsas. The Mammon was there, Zok the Ramban. So don't ask me from Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh. End of Ramban, end of Makos. Can you give me some room? Or you're stuck? Yeah.
I have a question on the Gemara Makos.
No.
The Ramban was the one who originally asked the question and answered it?
Yeah.
Who was he asking the question on?
On the answer that he gave himself.
So
he's allowed to do that. Trying to build these arrows.
But doesn't that go against the Tosfos of Sanhedrin that says if he gives it back with a bad intention, it's like dirty money?
Places in Sanhedrin said that Rava couldn't take the money for the chiyuv vasid yishmaim because these guys didn't want to take care of their chiyuv vasid yishmaim. They only wanted to take care of the chiyuv v'deyot.
Yeah.
So now, good. Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm just waiting for Kelly to get up. I don't want any more computers. Sure.
My computer. My phone.
Oh, I thought that was cool.
No, this is no.
Oh, bad call.
Ouch. Mechila.
I stole my phone. I was still
keep
my
the
phone.
I know. Thank God. Kim was dropping it. Woo! A boy sign! Dr. Bochon. Dr. Bochon and Wasser. From Baranovich.
Avalontis says, perhaps I could connect some dots. And I could start making some sense in some of the klalim that we've discussed earlier. Yeah, but you have clarification?
Yeah, I don't really get. It's nice what the Rambam said, but where's the money? Meaning, great, you said the money was paid by the stranger one, but I'm
Chazal,
still out 6 million.
Chazal view, you're right, you're not going to be happy, but Chazal view is as if he paid it. It's included in the money, in the Misa. That's the way we view
it. But I still take a loss.
No,
money.
She never
that's
lost
loss.
Money.
There's no money.
What?
We found out that they're Eretz Yisrael and they don't actually lose anything.
Rabbi Isai?
They're found out to be
false. Says Rabbi Hanan. Let's go back to a Marshal. The Marshal told us that when it comes to the Gemara B'Metzia and Daf Tzadi Aleph, there's one fundamental distinction. When are you chayv latzi sidei shamayim? When what? Only in a situation of what? Of lo abdin and achumra. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Translate it into layman's terms. What's lo abdin and achumra mean? What? Means the chumra wasn't carried out. Means there was no what? There was no misa. There was no misa. Why is the Marshal distinguishing between kimle of no misa versus yes misa? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, a gavaldige yisai. Once I'm aware of the Ramban's opinion in Makis, now I could start making sense of this Marshal. Why? Because if you got the Misa, the Ramban told us that what included, subsumed in the Misa is what? Is the Tashlume Mamin. So Memela, what? I ask you a question, Nathan. If you paid money, if I owe you money and I paid the money, right? I give it to Bach, right? I pay him the money, right? Is there any tzad that anyone can tell me, that Rava can tell me, Rav Metzia, you're still chayv to pay Latzis Dei Shamayim? What do you mean I'm chayv to pay Latzis Dei Shamayim? I paid it already. There is nothing. It's paid. I got a receipt. So therefore, says the Marshal, if Avdina Nachomra, if you got the more Chomer Misa, so then what? There's no chayv Latzis Dei Shamayim. But if what? Only in a situation where there's a technicality. Either it's Bizman Hazeh, where there's no Misa's Bezdin. Or it's Shoigeg, or it's without Hasra, then you could say, ah, on a level of Dinei Shamayim, I still have a chiyuv to pay. Why? Zok Rabbi Chanan, because it's not subsumed. Because no one took care of that latent chiyuv. Because it's still there. Ah! Now we understand what the Ketzos used for the Marashal from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rava didn't want to accept the money. You want to know why? Because these guys are viewed to have gotten killed. Ein loy damin. And therefore, it's subsumed. It's as if he paid. How could Rava now take the money? How could Rava now take the money if it's already paid, like the Ramban? Meiridik. Meiridik. Gevaldik. Meirai v'raboisai! Let's pull it full circle. Toisvis in Baba Kame. Toisvis in Baba Kame. Ask the Kashik. Why are you comparing and telling me that what? Adam is not like Shor. Adam has a kula. Adam doesn't have a kula. Adam what? Is Kim Leib de Rabba Mine? That's not a kula. So Toisvis, it is a kula. Why? In the case of what?
Shogeg.
Shogeg kind of the Bechizkim. Whatever a boy say. Toisvis assumed in the kasha that there's no kula here. Why? Because what? Give me a marmokoi. Toisvis in the Riva, in the first line of Toisvis, was holding like who? Like the Ramban. Kula? What kula? Who kula? Where kula? You paid the money. There's no kula. Emphertisis in the Riva. My Reverend Abaisai. What does Taisis say? No, we're talking about a specific case of Adam. Tone de Bechizkie. Tone de Bechizkie. Oh, it's not subsumed. That's a kula. That's a kula. That's a kula. Rabbi say, it's a pasha de taisvis. It's a riva. Is all this lundis, the marshal, the ktsois, the ramban, the rabbochona, is in the shaklevatari of taisvis? Hatzlocha to you to try to explain this without this. Rabbi say, Toisvis is telling me something incredible. Toisvis is telling me that Tana de Bechizkia doesn't work the same way as Kim Leib de Rabimne when you're Avdina Nachuma. What does that mean? What's the difference? I'll tell you the difference, Rabbi Say. It's exactly what Seltzer said without proving anything he said, just in Lomdis, but now I could prove it. I was pulling something, Rabbi Say. Because I pulled something that I think many Rishonim hold, but not the Riva holds. When we learn on the Gemara and Lamed Hey, both in Ksubis and in Baba Kama, that Tana de Bechizkia tells me that Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine applies B'Shoigin. I assumed that that means that whatever happens B'Mezid, it happens B'Shoigin. And it's all the same concept of Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine. But now that I discovered a Ramban and a Marshal and a Ktsois, that there are two parshas of Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine, which means what? When I give the capital punishment, when I give the more severe punishment, the other one is subsumed in the other, in a more chomer punishment. And therefore what? It'll be nafkaminos for what? Achi of Lotzis Yidei Shamayim. But when what? When you don't get the capital punishment. Why don't you get the capital punishment? Because either Shoigeg, there was no Asra, it was Bizman Hazeh, all these different cases. But technically, we can't be Mechayev you what? We can't be Mechayev you to the second Onish in a situation where you have a Maisa HaMechayev Misa, even though you're not getting that punishment. Sir Aboisai, that's the din of Tana Bechizkia. A Maisa HaMechayev Es Misa Bezdin does not have the ability to give you the Chiyuv Mum. Who's that a restriction on? That's not as if you paid. That's a restriction on Bezdin to be Mechayev you. If it's a restriction on Bezdin to be Mechayev you, that works totally different. So on that, Tosfos says, and why didn't we Mechayev you? That's a kula. That's a kula that Adam has that Bezdin can't be the chai of you for that tashlume kaifer in a matzav of shaygin of Tana de Bechizki. Rabbi say that's the shackle of Ataria on our thesis in just two lines. Hikshir riva, my kulahi, emfert riva, Tana de Bechizki. Because the riva is clearly telling us, Tana de Bechizki is not saying whatever Kimle applied b'mezid applies b'shoyge. It's telling you that Kimle b'shoyge, the din of Tana Bechizkiya, is a different din and a restriction on Bezdin to be Machayiv Mamon, which translates to be a Kula, whereas the Misa is as if you paid. It's my Kula Yeshba. It's subsumed. It's there. Rabbeisai, it's all geschmack. It's all good. But there's one problem that Avi Bahar pointed out. Because there is the Hemshech of places. Everything I've been saying, Rabbi Yisai, is in who? Which Balei HaTosfos? The Riva. The Riva holds the way we're saying in the Ramban, the Ktois, the Marashal, and that's the Shakla Vatari in Tosfos. But now the Re in Tosfos complicates things.
So kind of not so
clear. Yeah. Rabbi Chanan says that the Kimle of Tana de Bechizkiya B'shoiging and the Kimle of Mezid when you're getting the punishment work entirely differently. And that's the answer. We're plugging the Ramban with the Marashal together. Why is it that when you get the capital punishment, there's no chiyuv latzeis yedei shamayim? Because it's as if you paid it. So there's no chiyuv latzeis yedei shamayim when you got it. Tana de Bechizkiya is not as if you paid it because you didn't get the actual punishment. It's just a restriction on Bezdin to now be mechayiv you mamon in a situation where you did a maisa that potentially could have gotten you misa. So now the Tosis reads like a charm. Tosis asks, don't tell me that there's a kula of what? The fact that Adam doesn't pay kaifer, it's doch kimle b'derabim minei. So we asked, what did Tosis mean? Why isn't that a kula? The answer is, because Tosis held, kimle b'derabim minei means, like the Ramban, that it's subsumed, and it's as if you paid. And for Tosis, Tana de Bechizkiya. So weiter, I don't understand Tosis. Tana de Bechizkiya is just kimle b'shoyge. So whatever you thought in the first line is a problem in the second line. The answer is, no! Tana de Bechizkiya is not kimle b'shoyge. Kimle b'shoyg, Tana Bechizkiya works entirely differently than Kimle. Because you can't say Abdina Nachumra that it's subsumed in the capital punishment because it's b'shoyge. All it is what? That Bezdin can't be machayev you, the second din, the second chi of mamon, in a situation where you had a maisa that obligates misa? That's a totally different din. That's taka kula. That's a kula of Adam over shore. That's a gavaldig pshat. That's pshat in the riva. Everyone with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bahar, one second. Let me ask your question. And then you'll ask your question. Darren, you don't want to leave now.
I have a meeting. I don't want to leave.
I have a meeting too. It's with the Eibishter. Voy Mary. Voy Mary. Zalav Pirchi Klal. Oy Mary, that's not a Pirchi in the Gemara. That's such a schwer pshat in the Gemara, says the Re. Why? Like Mifter Mishum Kimle B'Dirabimne, the Kanei Nushayach Laskir Tana de Bechizkiya, the Lekamon B'Perek Beis Mashma Di Lav Krod De Olav Loy La Adam Avi Alfin and Adam Yishor She Is Chayev Mizid Misa the Koyfer Me Olav Mekpatrila Afilu Shoy Gedumi Dishor. What Tosis just say, Rabbi Say? I don't know what Tosis just says, but Tosis brought me a Gemara on Chavav Med Aleph that just destroyed the whole pshat that we said, Rabbi Say. So I want you tomorrow to work on the Vest of Tosis, to work on the Gemara and Chafal, to work on the Rashi on Yud, to understand what's going on, to see the Uraim inside. Oh, Leiby, you have to remind me to bring your Uraim here because we can't find one of the base measures, right? Rabbi Say! The binyan continues.